B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is Gordon Hayward cursed, by the way?
Well, weird injuries,
What's
huh?
up with that? One thing after another with this guy.
So what did you describe it as? Poked in the eye, broken nose, concussion?
I thought it was a poked eye, but it looked like it got him in the beak. Kind of got it in the beak a little bit.
Past the concussion protocol.
Is he just like too gangly and bony and just always running into people?
No.
Kevin Love always hurts himself.
No.
There's guys that just hurt themselves.
But he's been unlucky.
Yeah. I'd say the first one was pretty unlucky.
He said, I got hit in the nose and immediately couldn't see much and felt pretty dizzy. It's a lot of things to be. It's a lot of feelings.
I've never got
a lot of feelings all at once.
You ever get concussed getting hit in the nose?
Got dizzy and my shoes fell off.
My head. My nose is bleeding.
Wake up, pants unbuttoned.
Ew, is he here?
He also said he had a pretty good headache. So he's got a headache. He's dizzy. He can't see.
Hold on. Run it again from this angle.
It's not appropriate for you to ask this of me.
All he did was push the hand up and he hit the bottom of the hand.
Let me do it to you. See if you want to go out there and play basketball.
Oh, please.
Like it was a big deal. Basically.
Rub my face. You guys are hitting
me. You can kill somebody like that. You jam the nose bone up to the brain.
No, it's two fingers right here. Right here in your windpipe.
How about if I do both?
What, he ace his whole face down? Like, watch this again.
Settle down, Steven Seagal.
He got popped in the face, right in the nose.
I guess.
Look at that. Ow.
That looks like it hurts. I mean, it does. That looks like it freaking hurts.
Ow.
I just don't know why you went blind.
Everything just your life flashes in front
of you. I'm dizzy.
Man.
I can't see. My head hurts.
I lost control of my bowels.
Did you get untie my shoes? I get my pants.
I feel for him. The guy's dealt with enough already. Enough.
Some guys are cursed.
He's starting to feel
the
that
jinx.
Way with him.
Yeah.
617.
It's so not. I'm sorry. This angle here looks just like Hardy.
I'm sorry.
No. Pointing. That's like pointing.
The problem is when you watch it in real time, it is like a.
Real time.
You just.
You ever see that movie Tag? Good movie, by the way. Funny.
Thank you.
With John Hamm.
Thank you.
Hamm.
Jeff and Nashua on the Patriots. Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
What's up?
But just before I get to my main point, 16 out of 17 to the Capitals, that smells to me like an imminent case of Tuukka-Rea.
He didn't play last night.
No, but if they have him in a series. If they have him in a series.
Okay.
I'm going to check Tuukka's splits against the Capitals.
I'd say they're not good.
Probably not.
But is it... Am I the only one, as far as the taping on the sidelines, that sees the irony of it, that they're actually filming what everybody else thinks that the Pats do? So they might, I mean, Paulie Paul might not have meant to do it, but it's showing what everybody else is largely considers how the Patriots operate. And so, and then finally, Scott, you're not a homer because you will occasionally call out, not occasionally, you'll call it like it is.
Is this guy from yesterday attack me?
When you go, woo, 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 suck it, then I think everybody might take that as maybe you're being a home.
So eliminate the suck it part.
Well, okay, fair enough. But
I'll take that out of the call. The
Monday Night Football, zany Zoe, gotta be.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
Tuukka was 1-1 against the Capitals last year. All right, it's a pretty good split.
How about the goals against?
I don't know about that.
The wins don't tell the whole
story.
And
I don't know about that 2-11-5 that T-Bone is saying in my ear. I don't hear any of that. I just say that he split them last year. What else do you want?
Just going to focus on last year. He's 2-11-5 against
Jesus.
Those are your numbers. Those aren't my numbers.
The numbers are
3-10 goals against career.
I know my truth.
Huh.
That's not great.
889 save percentage.
Not horrible.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch.
he's got those eyebrows, man. He's a Whoville character, man. Hello, Cindy Lou. Cindy who?
Huh? Was that Hannibal Lecter who? What voice were you just doing?
I don't know.
Doing?
I was trying to do the Jim Carrey one from The Grinch.
Don't do that. He's a weirdo. Good actor.
Is he?
Well, I think he was pretty good at that. Sold it. You didn't think it was good in The Grinch? You didn't watch it with your kids?
I find it unwatchable.
I don't. I think it's actually pretty good.
It's a really good. That's one of my favorite Christmas movies. I think it's real. It looks real. He looks like a real Grinch.
Reminds me of the Mike Myers Cat in the Hat. Can't watch that.
No, that one's awful.
Both too much, way over the top.
I like the Grinch. They
also made a 15-minute story into a 2.5-hour movie.
Which is a problem.
That's more of the problem there, yeah. All that little crappy little town. Nobody's ever.
I went and saw the new one, the new Grinch.
There's a new one
last year. Yes.
Huh.
Animated?
No. Nope.
That's a problem that somebody would remake a real movie of the Grinch.
Wait, no, it was animated. The second one. It was animated.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Jesus. Yeah, the new Grinch movie, the animated one.
How was it?
It was horrible.
Okay.
Horrible. They can't make the Grinch mean anymore because that wouldn't be friendly for the children.
See, that's the
like,
original
what?
One. It's kind of scary.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Grinch is a bad guy.
Especially when he staples the antlers to the dog.
And then he becomes a good guy. It's a story of redemption. What kind of story is it when you're just a good guy who's a good guy? What is that? Where's the lesson in that?
You want to know why it's so good,
trophies
too?
Trophies for everyone.
The original animated Grinch, it's Chuck Jones. Same guy who animated Bugs Bunny. It's got that Bugs Bunny.
It's got that Wile E. Coyote. Yeah,
yeah that's why it looks good.
Let him get killed. Yeah. Chuck Jones, wow.
Yeah, you're a big Chuck Jones fan?
I didn't know he did that. I knew he did Bugs Bunny.
Sure.
Pete's in Westminster. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got no conspiracy theories today or no bad takes. I just want to say I've already seen the 7-game series versus the Capitals. I believe it was the year after we won the Cup. It went 7 games. We lost in Boston. So we've already seen it. And that has been the story since that time. We've been losing to the Caps over and over and over and over again. I don't want to see it again. I agree with Beetle on this one. I don't usually agree with you guys, but this one, no. No more Caps in the playoffs. Already seen it. Give us someone else. I'll listen off the air, guys.
Yeah, right. That was the Dale Hunter series, right?
Yeah, Tim Thomas in that.
Yep. Yeah. When he was coaching there. I'm not doing it. Nope.
I wouldn't mind it. I think it'd be entertaining. It'd be fun.
I think that was 2012. Was the year after they won the Cup. Is that what he said? Yeah. I think he's right on that. But that's not the team that they have now, though. Much different stuff. They're much more talented now. Way more talented than they were then.
I think they were a 2 seed. I think that was a 2 versus a 7.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
No. I just heard intern Jimmy say,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey. Credit to intern Jimmy today, stepping up back
four?
There. In here on a day that he's not scheduled for, just helping out because he's available. Today we needed the help, and he's here to do it. So,
did you call Nate?
Jimmy.
Did you call Nate?
We're not calling Nate.
Yeah, we're never calling
Nate. We didn't call Jimmy. Jimmy was already volunteering to be here today.
It's a nice kid.
Just to be here, just because he wants to get as many days in before the internship's over. Boy. Way to get after it. Good job. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 617-779-0985. Sort of picking up some of the things that we haven't gotten to the last couple of days, including something that happened last night that will greatly impact the future of the Boston Red Sox as it relates to Mookie Betts. We'll do that next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
A quick update here, Beetle.
Sure.
Patriots practice. You're missing a player. Left tackle not spotted, Isaiah Wynn.
What's his problem?
I have no clue. Injury report comes out later today then, right? It's like Newhouse is back in at left tackle watching this one video.
That'll be absolutely terrible. So let's hope that's not the case.
Oh, my God. Karras is moving around a little bit. Seeing him here.
Wonderful. Great.
By the way,
yeah,
I went back and looked at the offside call on Bergeron. And it caused them to wave off the goal last night in the Caps game.
Yeah.
And dissected it a little bit more. 20 seconds. They were in the zone with the puck. Now, granted, Bruins were on the power play, so you should keep it in the zone. But it was 20 seconds after they entered the zone before they scored the goal. There's got to be some kind of a time limit on these things. At that point...
There isn't. I mean, this is the same point we've argued forever.
How much does it... how much bearing does it have on the play 20 seconds after the fact? It's a dumb rule. Out of all the rules, take that off. Do something with that reviewing the offside and taking goals off the board. So I say they tied last night.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
They tied. In some fashion for you. I want to get to this point. Anthony Rendon signed his contract last night. 7 years, $245 million with the Angels. That's $35 million bucks a year.
To that market, yep.
It includes a full no-trade clause, no opt-out clauses, and he will make $245 million, assuming he passes his physical, which of course he will. And he'll be introduced on Saturday in Anaheim as the newest member of the Angels. That's a lot of cash. A lot of money.
It's great for players.
He's coming off a great season. He's coming off a great postseason. He's had a good run these last few years. But he is not Mookie Betts. And he just got $245 million. Mookie Betts is officially a $300 million guy. He is.
Yeah, that guy's average comes out to just a little bit under $31 million. Eight years, right?
No, seven.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
No, seven. Jesus, $35 million a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
seven years.
Yeah. I did it by eight. My bad.
Yeah.
Wow. See you, Mook.
Mookie Betts is a $300 million
Good
a year
for
player
him.
Now.
Good for him.
He just is. He's also 2 years younger than Anthony Rendon, which means he's going to probably get more term on the contract. If Rendon's getting seven, Mookie Betts is going to get 9 or 10. I mean, he's going to get one of those deals. And so that's the kind of money he's going to command. We've been saying, listen, we don't know the number that he's going to get, right? We don't know. We don't know how much it will be. We got to wait. We got to see how he plays. We got to see where the market goes. We're getting a better idea about where the market's going. You just saw a crazy contract that Gerrit Cole got with the Yankees. I mean, big money being doled out. You now have a positional player that's more of a comp. Getting $245 million, and you've got some of the comps from other previous offseason deals that have gone on the last couple of years.
Yeah,
and that's $300 million range. He's a $300 million a year guy. Mookie Betts. If it wasn't confirmed, I thought it was last night.
Boris has negotiated over $800 million in contracts this week. It's unbelievable.
He's ridiculous. He's great.
I'd hire him. If you're a baseball player, I'd hire that guy.
What does this mean for Mookie Betts? Does this change? I don't think it changes anything. I think the Red Sox probably have a feeling that it would be in this range anyway. But when you're talking about this type of money, I wonder if that's a problem for the Red Sox, if they don't want to consider him for that type of money. What kind of opinion does Chaim Bloom have of players who cost this type of money? I think these are all sort of questions that we'll need to get answered. I mean, I just feel like too many people are jumping to the conclusion, Betts is going to get traded. He's got to go. He's either got to go, get traded, and they won't pay him. Which I don't understand. I don't get that.
It's
feeling.
Almost like they want to like penalize. Just keep him here for another year. That would frustrate me as a player because I think if you trade him, get him to his new team where he wants to go.
He has repeatedly said he's going to free agency. If you trade him right now and he goes to a new team, I think he's still going to go on the market. I think he's going to do what these players just did.
So it's one and done.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I don't think he has great trade value. It might be why they haven't seriously come up with any serious offers for his services to this point that we are aware of. For all this talk of they're going to trade Mookie Betts, here we are at the winter meetings. I don't hear anything on Mookie Betts getting moved.
Yeah, no buzz. No buzz at all.
You hear stuff about David Price.
Price, yep.
Being a target. Price seems to be someone who's been popular in the trade talks. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen there either. But last night, Mookie Betts, another move that benefits him that happened last night.
Porcello went to the Mets 1 year,
$10 million.
They hit the breaking news sounder this morning. I almost lost in the car. I'm like, oh, God, what happened? Like, tell me, like, oh, we got some breaking news. And then boom, 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 boom. I'm like, Jesus, don't tell me they came down to the, with the fine already. And no, it was Porcello going to the Mets.
They also signed Michael Wacha, too. I don't know how good he's been lately, but they've added pitching to their rotation in New York at $10 million. Given the innings that he's good for, like Porcello, innings eater. And if the Red Sox are serious about moving on from Price or potentially Eovaldi, I know that name hasn't been brought up in a couple of weeks now, but Eovaldi's name was originally floated. I'm surprised the Red Sox didn't take a look, didn't consider it. But they're so obsessed now with getting under the 208, they couldn't possibly consider it, could they? They just had to part ways and say, nope, you cost money, therefore you're not allowed to be here. I mean, he's not good. You're not signing him because he's good. You're signing him because he's mediocre, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And at $10 million, I mean, $10 million now in baseball is not a lot.
But he still gets you innings.
I mean,
he gets
that's
you
what I'm saying.
That's a big
he's
thing, man.
Reliable.
I mean,
he goes out, he pitches every 5 days.
Like, we didn't like Lackey at the end, but the guy still sucked it up, fixed his arm, and he gives you innings. The guy will wear you down.
Are you surprised he only got a one-year deal?
Yeah, Bird panicked and said it was a 10-year deal. That's why they hit the break.
Oh, no, no, that's ridiculous. Oh,
for a 35-year-old pitcher,
you think? Not getting a 10-year deal. I'm surprised he only got a one-year deal.
Yeah. It means, like, there's no takers? Now you think there'd be more out there for him.
Well, at least a 2 or 3 year deal. You'd think someone would give him a couple of years.
How many years ago he won the Cy Young?
Somebody 4? Has it been that long?
3. It's probably 3 or 4.
I forget which year it was.
3 years ago.
3 years? Okay. We'll take your word for it. I'm surprised he didn't get more than a year, is what I'm surprised about on that deal.
It's pretty good value for them.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look at all these schleps that are making 15, 20.
Team's about to get sold, too.
Yeah.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number for you. Also, one other thing I did see yesterday that does pertain to the Red Sox and investigations. Did you see what Manfred said about the investigation, how thorough it's been?
Mm-hmm.
On the cheating scandal with the Astros and the sign stealing?
That's a real scandal here.
Yeah. He says it is the most thorough ever in terms of the investigation into Astros cheating. The league has already interviewed.
Most thorough most investigation ever, of the Astros ever. Or baseball in general?
I think he meant baseball in general, okay. But he says they've interviewed nearly 60 witnesses.
Jesus.
They've gone over 76,000 emails, as well as an additional trove of instant messages, according to Manfred, determining whether or not the Astros used electronic equipment. I didn't think that part was sort of up for debate, though. Like, we know they used it. It's about how deep does the scheming go? Does the conspiracy go? He says, it is my hope to conclude the investigation as promptly as possible, but it's hard to predict how long something like this is going to take. He also said it would be wholly inappropriate to speculate on what kind of discipline he was going to hand down. I'm going to get all the facts in front of me and make a decision as promptly as possible. And obviously you'll know about it as soon as it happens. That involves Alex Cora. I know that we sort of forget that, but Cora was there when this was going on. And he's not talking about it. And Carlos Beltran, who's now a manager, is not talking about it. No one seems to want to say anything about what their role was for obvious reasons. But I think we should not forget about that. Like, could Alex Cora be punished in season? Could he be suspended
sure.
from baseball?
About suspended.
Is that far-fetched? If they hit him with a some sort of short-term ban for whatever his role in it was?
I don't think anything's possible.
Yeah, that stuck out to me yesterday, too. David's in Southbridge. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How you both doing?
What's up?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I called in about Mookie, but quickly on the Astros, they're screwed. as far as Mookie goes, what you forget about in baseball is that a team will say he has 1 year with us and then he's going to hit free agency. We know that we can sell him on this market, that he'll fall in love with this market, and he'll sign long-term with us. So the Sox should be – I'm not a Sox fan. I'm a Yanks fan. But the Sox should be smart to trade him for prospects to a team that's desperate and says, we have 1 year to sell Mookie on our team, and hopefully we get him. So that it would be a great move for the Sox, as much as I want to see them fail miserably. But thank you, guys.
Yeah, I disagree with you, David. I disagree. I think the price has gone down from where it would have been even last season, and – I think Mookie's going to the market no matter what. He's not going to fall in love with the team and then not hit the market. He's waited all this time to hit the market, and now he's not going to do it. He'll say to the team, hey, I love it here. I hope I stay here, but I'm hitting the market, and you got to match whatever I get out there if you want me to stay. He's going to hit that market. This guy, I'd be floored if he signed a deal before hitting free agency.
There's no way. He's not a bummer.
He's too close.
Nope.
He's too close. He's wanted this. He's been very firm on that point the entire time for years now. I'm going to free agency. I want to go to the market. He and his representatives have shot down the Red Sox every single attempt to even really discuss anything long term. He's killed the talks every time. All of them. So that's what I would, you know, tell you about that. Mookie's going to hit that.
Yeah, they want it out there too. The team wants it out there that especially Tom Warner. Last time he spoke, we've made multiple offers. Just we're not close. So they want it out there. Let you know they're trying to sign him, but just he won't take it. Nor should he. Those type of players should hit the market.
We'll get to your calls on everything from the day. Patriots items as it relates to their investigation and taping of the Bengals in Cleveland last weekend. Mookie Betts, how he's impacted by Anthony Rendon, who's also a great player, but I don't think he's Mookie Betts. He's in the same category, but he's not Betts, and he's 2 years older than Betts. How this impacts Betts and his future, anything from the day, including Bruins and Celtics stuff as well. We'll get to all of it. Today's takeaways coming up at 1:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got a lovely gift basket delivered today, so.
What'd we get?
Jay Bell. And such.
Tell you what.
A lot of stuff in there. He's a class act, that guy.
You know, it's a highly underrated candy. A lot of people like candy bars, nuts and nougat. Just a flat old caramel. Just a caramel square.
That's what I got right now.
You picked a great time to start eating that, too.
I just saw it.
People understand. That's really good.
I would like.
You can just get together and eat a bunch of caramels. I mean, think about it. It's as arbitrary as drinking coffee.
I like the fact that this is sat outside in like a van delivery.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate's cold. It's not going to melt ever.
Ever?
Well, if you put it in the heat.
It's also nice and cool in our studio today.
Right.
So that's helpful.
Okay, we're ready.
Wash down that caramel. Did you ever say caramel in your life?
Caramel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When did you switch to caramel?
When I became an adult.
I think so, too. But if we had a big tin
like caramel,
of,
you say, caramel like
popcorn. Of popcorn,
caramel candy corn.
What would we call that?
Caramel candy corn.
I think you'd call it caramel corn.
Caramel corn.
Wouldn't you call it caramel corn?
I've never used the word caramel corn.
What do you call it?
I would say... I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
You wouldn't say caramel corn.
Candied popped corn?
No, he would say caramel corn. Like, stop chop.
I wouldn't.
Crackerjack.
I call it caramel corn.
Caramel corn.
But everything else is now caramel.
I remember as a kid going into Dairy Queen and said, I want a caramel sundae.
Right.
You get the strawberry sundae, the hot fudge, or caramel.
C-A-R-M-E-L.
Caramel.
Mull. Caramel.
Like moo, mule, caramel. No.
No.
Caramel.
No more.
Classic bar. Classy bar.
Time to put away childish things.
That sound effect from today's show of Zoe sounds like Barney in the Simpsons.
Hey, Homer!
Can you compare the two when you get a moment? If we could put Barney in...
That wasn't me.
That's what it... Does that not sound like that? It could be used in The Simpsons. All right, we got some calls. Want to get to them. But RJ, classy guy. We'll be talking to RJ tomorrow, 1 o'clock, for our normal Friday routine. John is in Boston on David Price getting traded, or the Red Sox trying to trade him. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, yeah. I tripped out of town on the first plane. But anyway, I want to talk about the luxury tax and how John Henry is such a milquetoast, and they charge the highest prices in baseball for a ticket at Fenway Park, and it's ridiculous how they're pinching pennies. And but, you know, if that's going to be the course, I want to see Price and Bradley gone over Sale and over Mookie. I don't think Mookie's even in play. And
well, they're going to try and spin it. They're going to try and spin it that Mookie has been in play for them. Yeah, that's what they're always going to do.
Like, why would they do that if they're not trading him? Why would they do that?
No, but like eventually when he goes, Mookie. Meaning signing.
Oh yeah,
offer him extensions.
Yeah. No,
hey people, right, you know, we got to pay bills. We also try to keep the player. We want him.
No, they absolutely will. They'll make it. The Red Sox are going to act even after we watch them.
Look what they did
slash
to
payroll, John. And thank you for the call. After we watch them slash payroll for the coming year and operate like a small market club that doesn't have a sold out ballpark every night or great TV deals or, you know, just the support in their market, they're going to act like a small market team. We're going to watch them do that for an entire year, and then they're going to try and sell us that they did everything possible to try and keep Mookie Betts. That's what you're going to get.
Yep.
And it's going to be so remarkably inconsistent with their actions over the previous, we'll say, 15 months by the time we get to that point. Because they are acting like a team with no money. Will's in Beverly on the Astros. Hi, Will.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. So my take on the Astros is more or less like if you had a camera underneath the blackjack dealer and you knew what he had, that's essentially what Springer was going up to the plate. He knew he's having a changeup. He's hitting it. He knows the fastball's coming. He's hitting it, right? So I get a lifetime ban on A.J. Hinch, who was on his watch. I get a lifetime ban on the GM because it was under his watch.
Jesus.
The owner is dishing back the World Series. It's going to be the only year in the history where there wasn't a World Series, and it's a forced sale. It's $250 million forced sale. It would be equivalent to Belichick knowing that Patrick Mahomes has the play call that gets in however many seconds ahead of time, and he knows that Mahomes has five different options, but Mahomes is definitely going to option A. So what are we doing? We're bringing the safety over for sure. You're bringing your linebacker over, and it's not going to be a double coverage. It's going to be a triple coverage.
What do you got for Cora in all this, by the way? Will, what do you think of Cora's role, considering he was reportedly very involved in the planning of it and execution of it?
Sentenced to death. Go ahead.
I think Cora is going to get a one-year ban. I think he's going to be right in the middle of this.
You also think they're going to force the sale of the Astros.
You sell your team.
A lifetime ban of A.J. Hinch.
You sell him right now for only $250,000.
Vacate the World Series.
It's hard for you to take that seriously.
Seems a little steep for sign stealing.
But what if they do want to go after the other guys who were in that organization that are now elsewhere? Could you see them saying, you know what, Alex Cora, you were very much a part of that. You're out for 10 games to start the season.
Yeah.
Right?
I could see it.
Your bench coach is taking over for the first 10 games. Something along those lines. I think it could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Which is the equivalent.
If you went over 75,000 emails.
Which is the equivalent of a one-game ban in the NFL. One-game suspension.
It's crazy.
But that's what it is.
No, but think about it. Like, you've gone for almost 80,000 emails. I mean, you've got names and you've got people communicating. Man, just don't put that stuff in print, man.
It sounds like they also have messages that were going, you know, between phones.
Right. Apple.
Yeah.
Orange.
Sammy's in the car. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
So, wanted to talk about Mookie Betts. Obviously, it's been great being a Sox fan the last 10 years or so, but if he doesn't get extended or re-sign, which it seems like that's the case, where do you guys rank that among recent disappointments in Red Sox world?
Well, I mean, the Lester one was the one that stuck out because you lowballed him, and then he went to the Cubs and won one there. Like, that's the big one for you, for me. I don't think of any others, really.
Well, I think we have to...
Where you insulted the player. They didn't, you know, if this guy's that high a price free agent, and they don't want to spend, and they want to stay under, they can't sign him. So I don't know how you would say, well, you blew it. You know, this type of player, that type of agent hits the market, and they get paid.
Going back to Lester, though, you know, I always thought that thing... Obviously, what they offered him was ridiculous, and you would be insulted if they said, that's our offer, and we're not budging off of that, and that's it. It was part of a negotiation. So Lester, whether he was hurt by it or not, well, whether he did or not, he went and got a lot more money and probably more than what the Red Sox would have ever come close to in terms of what it was going to take to sign him. So he ended up leaving anyway. But the notion that by them starting off really low was the whole reason why he left, I think, is revisionist history. I think he was leaving anyway because they didn't want a pitcher that old on the roster, and they weren't going to pay him as much as he was going to get elsewhere.
I disagree. He had made the call, and he wisely made the decision early on before that season had began. The talks were so sour because they had lowballed him in those talks, and I don't think he had any intention at that point of leaving until Larry Lucchino got in there and took a hard line stance, and Lester said, well, I'm not going to negotiate with you. The hell with this. I'm going to have to go elsewhere.
Fine.
I don't think he was looking to leave.
Then how about this? It's a bad comparison to Mookie Betts because nobody doubts whether or not you want Mookie Betts on your team. The Red Sox were wrong in saying they didn't want John Lester anymore.
They wanted Lester, and they wanted him at their price, which was stupid.
History has shown that they were wrong on John Lester. They should have paid him, and they should have kept him. Nobody's arguing Mookie Betts. Every team in the league wants Mookie Betts. That's an obvious one. What it's going to come down to is what you're willing to pay for him, and if you're not going to be in the real market for him, what do you do before you get to that point?
Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand are next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5.
Give it to me. Give it to me. That sweet, funky stuff. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake and Wendy Weight Loss. Set up that consultation. Start losing the weight. Get healthy. It'll be a great gift to you this holiday season. Go and buy yourself a gift. And your loved ones also, because they're going to say, hey, wow, you look great. I'm so happy for you. Wakeand180weightloss.com. Check it out.
Sorry. Let's go to one of our callers today, Nate in Shrewsbury. Let's go to Nate, who's in Shrewsbury today. Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Zo.
What's up, Nate?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Great.
How you doing, Nate?
Great. What do you got?
First time calling, my friend, but I got to tell you, I'm telling you, those reps were awful. That was a clear Harry touchdown. Absolutely.
Well, it wasn't clear. It was close.
Out of bounds. Go ahead, guys.
Sorry. No, no, no.
Okay, Nate, we will. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Nate.
Appreciate the call. It was a horrible call. What?
Hey. Hi, guys.
He wanted to let us know.
How we all? Well, on?
That N'Keal Harry was out of, was very much inbounds, and that call was not
by
the right
inch,
call.
By an inch, yeah.
Go ahead, guys.
No, no, no.
Okay, Nate. Okay, Nate, we will.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moving on. This was recorded earlier. And so this is from yesterday, though, right? Yesterday's burp. Was it today? What happened today?
He said, I did today. I got burped, but he left my mic on.
Yeah, that's right. It was earlier in the show. Like
we
first
were doing,
hour.
Getting ready to do a dunk read, right into the dunk.
Yes.
Completely my fault. Always my fault.
Always T-Bone's fault.
Well,
when
you're the one running the board today. So if Jim was here, I would blame Jim. You can't hear that. Can we hear it again? A little bit.
You can hear it. It was
I
audible.
Was clearing my throat for the dunk read. We had that because it's time to get because it's time to get holiday.
Oh my god, it's cartoonish in nature.
You know what I mean,
that's why I asked him to go back and get the Simpsons Barney burp. Let's hear.
That's farting.
Oh my god, play him side by side. Same guy. Same burp.
Plow King.
Hey, what's going, Mr. Plow? Mr. Plow.
Barney was a Plow King. He had the snazzy jingle.
What was the jingle? That was a
I don't remember Plow the Plow King, King jingle.
Plow King, call me now. It's Mr. Plow.
Yeah, the Mr. Plow jingle is we can all recite, but the Plow King jingle was like fully produced. I mean, that.
That's like Tangway. At one event.
Can you play the Plow King one? It's easy to get. I have it right here.
I think I've got it here. I got to be careful. Last time I pulled something up without.
Stop saying.
It didn't go well. But,
Tony.
Okay, I've got it here. Here we go.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Plow.
This doesn't sound like the Plow King jingle.
I don't remember the Plow King jingle.
That's not a jingle.
Did he have a jingle?
No, I just think he did the Mr. Plow King.
Our driveway snowed in.
Old Man Winter!
That's right. I fill your driveways with ice and snow. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's what... Stop.
Mr. Plow!
Get out, you lousy... Season? All right, I'm going. My head hurts. I have to lie down for a while.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free T-shirt. He could still surprise you.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
This is really long.
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy.
Ah!
So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
See, simple.
Here's Plow King.
When the snow starts to fall, there's a man you should be calling. That's Kale 54796. Let it ring. Mr. Plow is a loser, and I think he is a boozer.
Highly produced.
All right, Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, it is Friday tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow.
It's a big day?
Big day.
Why is it big day?
Birthday.
Oh, that's right.
He's already begging for people to call and wish him a happy birthday.
I don't want that to happen.
That's what you already
said. This isn't a Michael Scott scenario.
All right.
Did you get him anything? You're a sneaky gift giver.
He is.
Yeah.
Probably went behind your back.
Probably.
Why don't you guys go to Davio's?
I haven't, but I will.
Not invite anybody.
I'll go figure it out today. Yeah.
Just a
thanks for the reminder, Hardy. Felger and Mazur next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.